A special night in Texas for the Rangers and Astros. Before the game, the Rangers honored Ivan Rodriguez for his recent induction into the Hall of Fame. How fitting, in the second inning, it is the Rangers catcher that comes through.
Shows how good they are.
Nicklaus just turned on him. High and deep to right. Gone! Off the facing of the upper deck. First home run of the year for Brett Nicklaus.
There's a breaking pitch lifted high in the air, deep left field. Fisher turning to look. This one sailing majestically out of here. High over the out-of-town scoreboard.
Mike Napoli is 23rd of the season.
Here's the 0-2. And Beltre lines one down the left field line. That is in there for extra bases. Elvis will trot home to make it 6-2. And Beltre is in at second base with a double. Here's the 0-2 pitch. Beltre swings. It's a ground ball to the left of Altuve. He dives, can't get it. One run is home. Here comes Elvis, and he will score. Third hit of the game for Beltre makes it 8-3 Texas. Career hit number 3,013.
On a special night in Texas, the Rangers pick up an 8-3 victory over the Astros. After the game, here's Texas manager Jeff Banister.
Yeah, I can start with the ceremonies for Pudge. Just what an incredible night, really, the electricity in the air. We get to honor Hall of Famer, beloved player in this community. Well, you saw all the smiles and the fans, and I think just to hear Pudge talk, reverence for the fans and the organization, tremendous for this organization and our players really too, because they love Pudge. He's incredible in our clubhouse, around the guys, great knowledge. He gives us such inspiration. Tonight was, I think, the icing for us to be able to stand up and applaud him, and tip of the hat, just a wonderful career, and for our guys to go out and play the way they did, and Ross, obviously a little command early was a bit of a challenge, but was able to kind of get it back in play, and then you saw the bats come alive. They gave us some opportunities with the walks and the hit batters, but for Nicklaus to come up huge with the home run, Napoli with the home run, and then Beltre, the ball down in the corner, just how our guys played. Obviously, a couple of mistakes there on base paths, but I felt our guys played a tremendous baseball game.
You got two straight wins against, decisive wins against the club with the best record in the American League. Does your team get any extra juice from that, or do you get any sense of that from your team?
Oh, I think so. Obviously, when you're playing the team that is on top, and we have that energy. Look, I've said it all along. These guys aren't going away. They have a lot to play for. You see their heart, their grit, the resilience that we talk about every day in this clubhouse, and you saw it show up in these two games. They know exactly what they want to do. We've made it tough on ourselves, but however, there's still baseball to be played, and they're going to continue to play hard. And it just so happens we're playing the team that's on top right now.
What else?
It seemed like that game, I mean, there's a lot of turning points, but Matthew going from 3-0 and getting their catcher out and then just being lights out for two innings. How big was that for Matthew to get out of that inning?
Well, huge, especially situation after the bases loaded walk there by Ross. You know where we've been in those situations and how challenging they have been for us. But to go down 3-0, to come back and to get the out recorded there to get us off the field and allow our guys to come back and put another couple runs on the board, and then for him to go out and pitch the two clean innings was huge for us, a big lift for us, and for Matt to be able to do that, those are things that we have to have from that bullpen. We've got to have some guys that are going to go multiple innings and be able to record the outs, and it seemed like that he got stronger as the innings progressed.
You've talked about it before, too, that even though it's not in the ninth or even the eighth, those are the pivotal moments in the sixth and the seventh, and that seems to where a lot of games have been decided for you guys. So I would assume, or will you continue to treat those like you did tonight?
Absolutely. No, those have been, this year, those have been very challenging for us. Those are the innings that, when you look back on things, that we weren't incapable at times of really recording the outs we needed to. Got some guys now that are comfortable in those situations, that are throwing the ball well, and we're going to treat all those as those closing innings for us. They're all crucial for us going forward. So, yes, it's about winning the baseball games. When we got leads, we're going to unload the guys that we feel that are going to go out there and get the outs for us.
You had three hit batters tonight, Gomez twice. Pitchers struggling with their command, or anything that concerned you about that?
Yeah, it's a puzzling. he needed lunch. He was hungry.
Have a good one.
Brett Nicholas's three-run home run in the second inning started the scoring. It was his first home run of the season as he drives in a career-high three RBI. Here's Nicholas after the game.
Yeah, I mean, just to know the amount of work that he put in just to get to the day like today is incredible. And, you know, he's an inspiration as a catcher, and obviously that's who we all compare ourselves, especially to in this organization. It's a special man, special catcher, and it was awesome to honor him tonight.
For you, a little more juiced up because of that? It seemed like the power that we saw down in AAA starting to make its way to the big league?
Yeah, I mean, it's a special night, not only having Pudge there, but also, you know, anytime Pudge is in the building, you know, you're going to sell this place out. And it was easy to show up tonight. You know, a lot of energy from the crowd and just made for a great night.
What did you see from your staff tonight?
Oh, man, they competed really well. You know, Tyson got us some deep counts, got in some situations with guys on base, but he competed really hard out there. Did a great job getting out of it. And you know what? His sinker was working really well. And obviously Bushy, I mean, I don't have to say anything with Bush. He's an incredible talent and just came in, pounding the zone, and finished off with Grilly.
On Sunday, Dallas Keuchel pitches for the Astros against Andrew Kashner of Texas.